This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
You remember 4 weeks ago when I asked you the simple question, who would have a better record, the Giants or the Jets?
Yes.
And we both said we both felt like the Giants would end up with a better record.
And they win their last two.
And the reason for that is because they have a competitive quarterback. They put a kid out there that wants to win games and he wants to show out. And, you know, if you think about Jackson Dart over the last two games, that's the guy that's going to be the future of the New York Giants for the next 10 years. And if he stays healthy, he's got everything that you need to have to be a starting quarterback. And the good news for the Giants, essentially, is that they fall to the fifth overall pick in the draft, which means they're going to get a quality football player if they stay there. The bad part for the Giants is that at one point they had an inside track to the number one pick. And that number one pick, they wouldn't have used it as the number one pick. They would have used it to acquire even more assets, which would have helped the team for sure. But on the other side, the flip side, nobody tanks like the Jets. This is the worst in my eyes. In my eyes, this is worse. This is the worst team that the Jets have ever put out on the field, ever. And I was a part of one of the bad ones back in 1995. 96 was horrendous, but that roster was rebuilt, and they spent a lot of money on that roster. And Aaron Glenn was a part of that roster, but actually both rosters. But this by far was the worst season, and nobody tanked better than they did, and they tanked all the way up to the second overall pick. So that means that you're going to have your choice of, you know, one of the two quarterbacks, if you actually like both of them, meaning Dante Moore and Fernando Mendoza. And I kind of think that the Raiders are going to take Mendoza. I just you know, there's no doubt in my mind that they're going to take him. And then the question is Dante Moore coming out of college? He has not announced that yet. And the interesting thing is the both of them play against each other in a game coming up.
Yeah, which will be very interesting for everybody around here. Now, if you're Dante Moore, you're probably thinking next year's quarterback class, you don't really know, but next year's quarterback class on paper looks like it's going to be more stacked and more players in it.
If you're going to be the second overall pick, you got to come out.
Exactly what I'm trying to say. Now, I'm curious, though, because everybody will always point to the 1-15 Rich Kotite Jets as the worst. So the point differential, someone quickly in their head. Are you good at math in your head? Let's see. So I want to see the point differential of the 1-15 New York Jets under Rich Kotite compared to what happened here. Because I bet you that it's close because of how bad the Jets lost in the last 5 weeks. Like they had a negative point differential.
Yeah, nobody's ever had a December like they had.
Right.
And if you take their last four games, I think it's the worst four game run in a negative way than any team's ever had in the history of the NFL.
All right, so the point differential was -175 for the 1-15 1996 New York Jets. The point differential for this team in 2025. As we go to the extended standings, and of course it's not here because now it's all playoff stuff. Do you have the full standings there? Does anybody have
I can give you
here we go.
Worst December point differentials in the history of the league.
That's not overall, but go ahead. All right, so minus 203 for the Jets.
Okay,
so
which was 100, minus 107 in the month of December.
Right, so the 1996 New York Jets 115, a negative 175 point differential. The Jets of 2025, negative 203 point differential. Now, I had two more wins, but the way that this ended in this stretch has to be the worst. Now, the other team that everybody talks about is the one that led to the Zach Wilson draft pick, number 2 overall, which is very similar to what's going on here. Feels like the Jets have the second pick in a one quarterback draft, which is what happened last night.
I don't know. Dante Moore's a pretty good player, man.
Yeah, but remember what we were saying about Justin Fields that year, too? It was like, oh, Justin Fields. Now we gotta look at Justin Fields. After they ended up taking or winning that game in L.A., and it was like, oh, okay, so it's not Trevor Lawrence, and now it's Justin Fields. Now it's Justin Fields. All of a sudden, Zach Wilson comes up. Justin Fields drops a little bit. Ends up being a disaster for everybody but the Jaguars. But the 2020 New York Jets. Let's take a look. Do we have the worst team in Jets history on our hands statistically? The 2020 New York Jets, they were 2-14. They had one less loss. And their point differential, points for and points against, is... Well, I'm going to have to get it for you later. But I'll find that because this thing, of course, doesn't provide that for me. But those are the three teams. And you're telling me that the Kotite Jets were better than the Aaron Glenn Jets?
I think they were.
Come on.
I think they were.
It's almost impossible.
I believe me.
It's almost impossible.
I'm not talking about my team. I'm talking about the team after me.
I know.
The team that I was on was a team that was fully in rebuild mode.
Yeah.
You have to remember, when we started that year, before we acquired Charles Wilson from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in the last week of training camp, we had four total receptions by five combined wide receivers in the NFL.
Wow.
And then we added Charles Wilson, who actually had a nice career. So he actually added to that number. But it was a complete and utter S show, to say the least. And that was the first year. The second year, they spent a lot of money in free agency. That's why when Bill Parcells got here, he actually had a pretty good team.
So I present to you only 5 years ago, the 2020 New York Jets, the Adam Gase Jets, negative 214 in point differential, worse than this year.
Wow.
And they had one less loss. So could this be a recency bias situation?
It could be,
We forget how bad these teams are. I mean, and the way that the Jets ended this season, yes, it was as bad as it's ever been, but I think maybe the totality of it, 2020, still has takes the cake there. But this was, of course, I mean, we're talking about one of the three worst seasons in the history of the franchise.
All right, so now that the season is over, this is where Darren Mooji and his staff take over. This is where they have to earn their keep. I think for the most part, you know, they made some mistakes early on. You know, they thought Justin Fields was going to be a stopgap guy, and that didn't turn out to be the case. They ended up staying with Brady Cook. That turned out to be, you know, an unfortunate mess for him and that young man stepping into a situation which he was not obviously ready for, nor was the team around him ready for.
Yep.
So I don't want to blame Brady Cook, but they decided to stay with him because I think they wanted a really high draft choice and they wanted a shot at one of these two quarterbacks. And lo and behold, here they are with the number 2 overall pick and a better record than the New York Giants, who won their last two games.
Just want to go back to 2020 one more time. The quarterback who played 12 games of the 2020 season had a 2-10 record for the New York Jets. Sam Darnold, who's got the Seattle Seahawks as a number 1 pick in the NFC.
And he's only won, 25 games or something over the last 2 years?
In the regular season, 28 games.
28 games.
28 games, 14-3 and 14-3.
It's funny watching Rob Saleh and Sam Darnold the other night.
Oh, yeah. And how about Aaron Rodgers last night who gets the Steelers into the playoffs? So,
yes.
I mean, if you're a Jets fan and you're still positive and you're still hanging on, then you are one of the real ones out there because it's got to be borderline impossible.
Well, you know, this is what this season's all about. Once they traded Sauce Gardner and Quentin Williams, It's about rebuilding the team. And this is where Darren Mooji's got to take over, man. And you know, Aaron Glenn's not going anywhere. You know, he's got 4 years left in the contract. I told you last week that they are not firing a coach that they have that much money invested in. They want to give him a chance to see if he can get it right. He was a little bit contrite yesterday after the game, I thought. A little bit more realistic after the game. But how could you not be?
Well, he said it was he let the team down and it hurts and all of those things. And, of course, you know, he's not battling with anybody. But this was as a bad of a year for a head coach that didn't have a scandal, I think, that anybody could possibly have. I mean, really, if you think about it, he had to fire his defensive coordinator before the season started. They set NFL records of how bad they were in giving up points, and then also the first team since interceptions were recorded in 1933 to never have an interception.
And he's a defensive back.
He's a defensive back as a head coach. I mean, you could not have had a worse year as a head coach as Aaron Glenn had without having some sort of scandal, which he didn't, and you don't have to worry about that part of it with him. But, yeah, but they – and unfortunately – you know, if you're the Jets, you have to bring him back because you gave him nothing to work with, especially at the end of the season. I hated the hire to start with. I hated the way the thing started. But quite frankly, to be fair, and the fact that he gave him this contract, he's got to come back for at least one more year. And your trust has to be that Darren Mooji picks the right players and Aaron Glenn can coach those players as opposed to Aaron Glenn making decisions on players, because we both believe that Aaron Glenn had a huge influence in going out and bringing Justin Fields here. So if he's going to have a huge influence on the next quarterback, I'm not trusting him as much as I'm trusting the GM who has set this franchise up at least to bring in top-level talent. Now the real hard work begins. It's one thing to have the picks. It's another thing to make the picks. And Aaron Glenn became a head coaching candidate because Brad Holmes and everybody else out, Ray Agnew, everybody else out in Detroit, built that team through the draft.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Aaron Rodgers going to Pittsburgh, winning 10 games and making the playoffs is not a part of that disaster. Like, I know we were all debating this 9 months ago about bringing Rodgers back versus not bringing Rodgers back. And while I didn't like the bedside manner of Aaron Glenn in his approach, I cannot look at what happened last night. And that was an insane game that was drunk as hell. I cannot look at the result of last night and the result of Aaron Rodgers and say, see, if they would have kept them, everything would have been different. I got news for you. If they would have kept them, you're right. Everything would have been different. And it actually would have been worse. Because they wouldn't have won a lot of games. They would not have traded Sauce Gardner and Quinnen Williams. And they would have ended up with, sure, more victories. But how many more victories? And where would the future be?
Yeah, but it would have felt so much different than it felt at the end of this year. These last five games for the Jets have been abysmal.
Yes.
It is almost as if, you remember 2 years ago when we were watching the Giants? They were all beat up. Dabes was trying to figure out, you know, who's playing? This is a guy off the practice squad. We just picked this dude up off the street. And it was non-professional football.
Yes.
I remember coming in and saying, this is not a professional football team. This is a team that maybe could win at the highest levels of college football. That's what the Jets defensively, at least, really offensively as well, because Brady Cook has been nothing but inept and inefficient. I mean, what was he right before halftime? It was 1 of 6 for 2 yards.
Dude, he was as inaccurate as you'll ever
see. It was unbelievable.
He's not an NFL quarterback.
Exactly. And it's not professional football.
Right.
And so when you watch games like that, you obviously are saying the talent's not there. But you can't help, and it's not Aaron Glenn's fault, but say, man, this guy just can't coach. It's not his fault, but you say he just can't coach.
Well, hold on. If that's how you feel about him, then I assume you're one of the many voices who are going to come on the radio today and say that Woody Johnson should fire him and he should be one and done.
I don't,
because I know a lot of Jet fans feel that way.
I don't trust the one and done decision unless, as we talked about last week, there is the ready-made answer.
Right.
Up Jared Mayo, up in New England. The ready-made answer after he was one and done. You bring in Mike Vrabel, you have nothing. The Jets can't do that. If they fired Aaron Glenn, what are they doing?
Well, and that is,
it's not a desirable job. I mean, we'll talk about this later. The Giants have a really desirable job for whoever is going to be the next head coach.
Yeah, yeah.
The Jets do not. So I can't advocate firing because it makes the situation worse.
Well, it's a part of why I've been deathly afraid of it. Like, here's what's so complicated as a Jet fan, because I've had many discussions over the last 24 hours with a variety of Jet fans on the state of this franchise, and it's a bad state. I mean, you laid out some of the numbers, the point differential over these 5 weeks, the inability to force an interception, the non-competitive nature of the team, the fact that it looked like the roster quit yesterday. Like, trust me, I get all of it. I sat there and watched every second of it, and it's disgusting.
Right.
But I am deathly afraid of taking a head coach after 1 year and getting rid of him. I am. And I understand that you can give me countless examples of, and you just brought it up, what happened in New England or what happened in Denver. But I don't think there is that ready-made answer sitting there. And while I'm not telling you no one would take the job, because obviously it's an NFL head coaching job.
There's somebody would want it.
But are you really going to get the brightest and the best?
Right, well, somebody will want $4 million. A year. Can you give me a 5-year, $40 million or $20 million deal? Sure, I'll take that.
But will it
be successful? That's the thing. This roster's not good enough for whoever is the coach next year to say, we're going to win 11 games and get to the postseason.
Right.
Right. It's just unrealistic. Who's the quarterback? Who's your star defensive back? Right, who is your other wide receiver?
No, they're bereft of talent.
They don't. Are you signing Breece Hall? Like, all of these things, there's so many questions around this team.
I would rather make the bet, and this is the gamble I make as a sports fan, I would rather make the bet that this was a bad first year and he's going to figure it out than the bet of one and done, and let's try another rookie head coach and see if they can figure it out.
Right, unless it's a veteran, because it seems like there's a couple of veterans that are going to be free.
Well, look, if you're telling me today that Mike Tomlin, after the Steelers get annihilated next week against the Houston Texans, is going to be available and want the Jet job? Of course. I'm not arguing that. Or John Harbaugh gets jettisoned today. Would I not? Of course. I just think that right now the Jets, they are the worst franchise in sports. I've said this before. That is not hyperbole. Mm. That's not me saying feel bad for me. I'm a Jet fan. No, they are the worst franchise in sports. And I root for the Brooklyn Nets. I know about bad franchises.
Right. So, but you were saying that the Aaron Rodgers situation would have made it better?
Would have made it worse? Here's the thing.
What would it have been?
Here's what it would have been.
Because the defense, well, I don't know.
No, the defense sucked, Tink.
Right.
Before they
even
ever
with
the, traded.
Even with trading.
Look at the first 3 weeks of the season.
Right.
And I get Rodgers played in one of those, which in this alternate history, someone else is quarterbacking the Steelers. The defense was atrocious. Look, in the alternate universe where
gave up 30-plus points at every single game.
In the alternate universe where my man Joe B gets his way and Aaron Rodgers is the quarterback, and a lot of Jet fans get their way and Aaron Rodgers is the quarterback, how many wins do they have? Probably 5 or 6. Do they trade Sauce Gardner and Quinnen Williams? No way. Mm. You think they're telling the 42-year-old Aaron Rodgers, we're going to break this team apart? No way. And so at least today, as we sit here on January 5th, Black Monday, the end of the football season, and thank God it's over, it drove me nuts, there is that little bit of hope. The number 2 overall pick. All the draft picks that they acquired in making those trades.
And by the way, now you don't have to trade.
Right.
You don't have to get rid of all those draft picks. Now, it kind of sucks because you're going to sit there and take whichever quarterback the Raiders don't take.
Assuming there is one worthy of taking.
Or assuming that there is at least 2 coming out.
Right, but think about the alternate universe that I think some Jet fans or some in the media wanted to make LOL Jets last night, because that's who we are. Everything's a joke at the Jets. Oh, look at Aaron Rodgers. Boy, Aaron Glenn's an idiot. Really? In the alternate universe where Aaron Rodgers is the starting quarterback, that's what ends up happening, what I just described. You win 5 or 6 games, sure, it's more entertaining. Sure, me and Spence go to a few more Jet games thinking we got a shot.
Right.
But at the end of the day, we win nothing, we have a worse draft pick, and we don't even add the draft capital that they added before the trade deadline in dealing Sauce and Quinnen. So, trust me, it is a short list of positives that Aaron Glenn provided the Jets in year one, but one of the negatives to me is not jettisoning Aaron Rodgers. It's not. It's not as if everything would have played out so much better.
No, I don't. I think you're ultimately right, because when you look at where the Steelers are, because that's who you started with, they beat the Baltimore Ravens only because of some ineptitude by the Baltimore Ravens. They just were ineffective and inefficient.
I hate rookies, Tiki.
And I hate rookies.
Especially kickers.
You got a rookie kicker. You got to trust him in a clutch, critical moment, and he misses. Lamar Jackson's over there celebrating, throwing his hands up like he's going to the playoffs, and next thing you know, he's pouting and saying his, you know, great seasons to everybody else. The Ravens kind of gave the game away. Why not let Lamar Jackson just go be Lamar Jackson and try to score? Don't settle just for the field goal.
Dude,
with a
taking
rookie kicker.
The kneel before the
it's
kick
so
was
stupid.
Abysmal. Yeah.
It's so stupid. And yep. So if whatever happens with the Steelers, they're going to finish this season, and Aaron Rodgers is going to be retired. Make a decision, they're going to be starting over. And so if the Jets had kept Aaron Rodgers, you were going to face the same decision.
Well, and also
same situation.
But it also wasn't going to be finishing with 10 wins. Like, they have Mike Tomlin and a much better roster. Mm-hmm. It's not as if the quarterback play was going to be the difference between the Jets finishing this season with 3 wins and 10 wins.
Yeah.
You want to tell me it was the difference between 3 wins and 6 wins? Fine. But think about the purgatory the Jets would have been in if they made the decision to keep Aaron Rodgers. Because keep this in mind. Yes, it would have been better, and yes, it would have been more entertaining from a wins and loss standpoint. If you have a 42-year-old future Hall of Fame quarterback on your roster, what are your expectations? They're to win.
Yeah, to win.
They're not to.
And by the way, he wants to win.
Of course. They're not to, well, we were better. We won 5 games. Like, trust me, Aaron Glenn has done a lot of bad in year one. The decision to jettison Aaron Rodgers isn't one of them. Now, the problem I ran into, and I ran into it Friday we were on the air, and it became even worse on Sunday watching that disgrace against the Buffalo Bills. And it was a disgrace. It was embarrassing, the amount of missed tackles, the lack of effort. How about the delay of game on offense early in this game? I mean, they played like a stupid football team.
Right.
And when you play like a stupid football team,
that's coaching.
It's coaching. So I don't have a long list of good things Aaron Glenn did. He had an abysmal first year, and statistically, and you laid out a few of those things, it warrants, based on performance, one and done.
Yeah.
But I just don't think it's best for the health of this organization, especially when in the middle of the year, they traded their 2 best defensive players.
Right, but they were bad anyways. I mean, they were giving up 31 or 2 points a game the first 4 or 5 weeks of the season.
I know, but we're judging the last 5 weeks with a big lens. keep in mind, think about what happened to the roster, and I'll use your words against you. Not against you, because you agree with me, but you were adamant against Sean and Lugie back then about trading Saquon and what it would do to the locker room.
Right.
Well, ask yourself, what did it do to the locker room when they traded Quinnen Williams and Sauce Gardner? It couldn't have been good,
no,
despite the early results.
Yeah, you just realize that guys who get paid doesn't mean anything. Because those guys were paid, right? They signed second contracts. In fact, Sauce did it right before the season.
Right.
They committed to him long term and then said, all right, you're not worth it. See you later. And so that it disincentivizes you to be dialed in to your team because you don't know what that means for you. Right. If they did that to a guy that they loved and paid, what the hell are they going to do to me?
No, I got you.
And so it creates this psyche that's hard to play through in a lot of ways. Like you almost feel like it's over for me as well, even if it's not. And you don't know where you stand. I think that's one of the hardest things that a coach has to do is put guys in positions to understand where they stand exactly. What do I need to do? Who am I to you? What's my future? And if you can't answer that, then guys are starting to look for what's my other option.
Right.
It's just a natural thing to do. That's in any profession and any walk of life. If you don't have certainty, you have no desire to be great at what you're doing.
And you know what this roster knew? This roster knew the same thing I know and every single person watching these games knew. They're not going to be here next year.
Mm-hmm.
80% of this roster is going to look different.
Right.
Whether it's using the cap space that they have, which they better use smartly, whether it's using all the draft capital they have, this is going to be a completely different roster. And there's one other thing that I do want to address because it pisses me off. And I know a lot of fan bases in this town can understand this. For a long time, anything the Knicks did would be mocked. It's LOL Knicks. Anything the Mets did would be mocked. It's LOL Mets. I've heard Sean and UT talk about the discussion around the Giants has almost felt LOL-like.
Right.
No matter what they do,
right,
they're wrong. There's a lot of noise going on at the end of this football season. And you can mark my words about this. If Woody Johnson has a change of heart and fires Aaron Glenn after 1 year, the same national and local media that say Glenn's got to be fired would destroy this owner for being so
short-sighted, quick-triggered.
Yes!
I was looking for a word.
I got you. Petulant or something like
right,
that.
Whatever it is.
To fire a guy after 1 year when in the midst of the 1 year, they traded their two best defensive players. If they fired Aaron Glenn today, as much as many Jet fans would celebrate it, you can mark my words, the same people calling the Jets dysfunctional would double down. Well, they're dysfunctional. I mean, this team was rebuilding. They were tanking and they got rid of the coach after 1 year. So I don't want to hear that.
Who cares,
I don't
want to
hear
though?
The holier-than-thou talk about, the Jets are... here's why it matters, Sean, because that's what I'm hearing right now about Woody Johnson. He's dysfunctional. He's dysfunctional because he's actually going to let the coach and GM he hired try to do their job for more than 365 days. Is that really dysfunctional?
Only to fire him 8 games into the season next year? How about forget what dysfunction looks like? Do what's right for the best interest in the future of this team.
Yeah, the only way that makes sense is if there is a viable next guy. And who is that? Certainty. I think Robert Kraft had certainty that Mike Vrabel would say absolutely yes.
You nailed it. If you're telling me there's a guy, and name the guy you want. You want it to be Mike Tomlin or John Harbaugh, the same guys we're dreaming about with the Giants. If there is a veteran adult who is going to gladly come in here and say, I want the Jet job, then it's a completely different discussion. But you know as well as I do that that's not the case.
You don't think Mike McCarthy's taking this job if he's offered it tomorrow?
I don't know.
What happened the last time? Because wasn't he in the running?
Yes. That's why I bring him up.
And so what happened?
Did he say no
or no. Did the Jets say no?
He interviewed for the job and it was never offered to him. It's as simple as that.
So the question is now, does he hold a grudge because of that?
I doubt it
because he doesn't seem like that kind of vindictive man. But you never know.
I also think he's going to have better opportunities.
Yeah.
I think, look, sometimes the easiest thing to do, and I apologize, I'm going to do it. I'm going to make a Nets analogy, but it works so perfectly. It was so easy for you, Tiki, and everyone else around here to say, you have to blow up the KD Kyrie experiment. And you got what you wanted. And then what happened? Mm-hmm. You had no plan for what happens next.
By the way, I didn't say that.
Okay.
Well, I didn't mind the KD Kyrie experience.
Thank you. But the great Colin Powell, and his words can certainly be used with the news in the world going on lately, had this comment about Iraq. If you break it, you own it. Okay? Well, you want to break it by saying get rid of the coach. Now own it. How are you replacing him?
It's a good thing there's a lot of oil underground.
Similar to Iraq, by the way. It's all comes full circle. So what's the plan next?
Yeah.
You get your blood because the Jets had a historically bad season. Then what? But I'm telling you what the then what is. Yeah. You're going to hire another first-time head coach.
Right, but the challenge is you then go into next season. If you don't move on, you don't make significant change, then you go into next season, and it's based on hope. It's not based on anything tangible. It's not based on, well, I saw this in year one, save for the special teams. They were amazing.
Chris Banjo, salute.
Chris Banjo, exactly.
Maybe Banjo should be the head coach.
Respect Banjo. But you can't go into next season and have any kind of certainty that anything. So you don't, the defense isn't going to be, in your mind, very good. The offense, do you even have a quarterback? And if you draft one of these kids in the first round with the second pick, whether it's Mendoza or whether it's Dante Moore, they're rookies, right? You're not going to have any certainty
rookies
there.
Rookies suck.
You're not going to know if your head coach can actually get it done.
Right.
Because he hasn't done it. So next year is all about hope.
Well, that's a great question, because when we come back, we'll hear from the head coach of the New York Jets, Aaron Glenn, because he was asked a very pointed question yesterday, which is, why should Jet fans believe in you? Be curious to hear what he had to say. Plus, we'll get to your calls at 888-808-1019. Joe B. coming up at noon. The debut of Cinco de Luncho coming up around lunchtime. Let's say 12:30. Sean will unveil his controversial list, whatever that is, coming up at 12:30, and plenty of Giants talk as well.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
A guy I shared this time slot with for 13 years, the great Joe Benengo. Joe, good to talk to you, man. Happy New Year, pal.
Happy New Year, guys. Yeah. Look, I want to thank the Giants for winning yesterday. Let me just say this, and I'm very down right now because of this absolutely disaster of a head coach we have who's coming back next year. But before I get into that, okay, I want to thank the Giants. First time in my life
that I was rooting for the Giants to win and the Jets to lose. And it worked out perfectly. The Colts lost too, so we picked up a couple slots on that as well. I think we got the 16th pick from Indianapolis.
Yep.
With that said, how the hell is this coach coming back? I mean, let me just say, this is the worst Jet team ever. I mean, you could talk about the Richie Kotite's one-win team, Adam Gase's two-win team. This was not a professional football team for the last 5 weeks. Any of the top – all the teams playing this weekend in college football on Thursday and Friday would beat the Jets, that team we saw yesterday. That was a disgrace. That was a joke, and I know they're tanking. I get it.
Right.
I get it. Brady Cook is not an NFL quarterback, but, I mean, come on. No interceptions all year. Four forced turnovers all year. Both NFL records. You got beat. Your average of like 26 points a game over the last five games of the year, and you're bringing this guy back?
Yeah.
You got to be kidding me.
So, Joe, this is tough because I want to bring him back. And as I give you my points, I have to admit, I have no football reason because this season was a freaking disaster. And everything you said is true. And I was talking to our old producer, Ernie, about this last night as well because he wants him gone too. And
Ernie wants him out. I know. We've been talking about it.
I totally get it. I am just deathly afraid of this franchise going one and done and basically being toxic to any coach that would actually want to come here. And I'd almost rather take the risk that this guy can figure it out in year two with more talent, because I do trust the general manager. I think you do too.
Yeah, the general manager I do trust.
I'd almost rather risk that than just blowing the whole thing up and honestly hiring another first-time coach, because they're not going to get a veteran to take this freaking job.
Well, yeah, I think you have to think of it this way. So Brian Callahan was fired after a year and a half, basically, right? So he was essentially kind of one and done-ish. You knew, right? You knew, so you moved on. Pete Carroll gets fired after a year. He's one and done. This is a great Pete Carroll, potentially Hall of Fame head coach, fired after a year because you just knew, right? Raheem Morris, 2 years and done. You just knew. Right, I think it's different with Dave's because he got the four, and who was the other one that was fired? Stefanski. He had obviously a long tenure, a couple head coaches of the years. But when you know, don't you know?
Do you know, Joe? Is that where you're at? You just know?
Absolutely. All right. There's let me tell you, believe me, you know, they're set up pretty well. Muji stays, okay?
Yeah.
You're set up pretty well with the draft capital. You're guaranteed to get – look, there's a lot of people that think Dante Moore is a better prospect than Mendoza. Now, I don't think that. I don't think that for a second. But, look, Moore, if he's coming out, and I think he's coming out, you got to take him with the second pick. I mean, you have to. I mean, I don't think there's any question about it. Here's my biggest issue, bro. Is this the coaching staff? We want developing a young quarterback? Are you serious? I mean, the more I think about it, the more I'm just scared completely about that. I mean, come on. And you can say whatever you want. Well, it's not attractive. You know, take a shot at Mike McCarthy. Tiki brought up Cliff Kingsbury. I'm in. You telling me Cliff Kingsbury is not taking the Jet job? If the Jets offered him the job from the offensive coordinator in Washington, of course he's taking it.
Right, because he hasn't been fired yet from Washington, but it sounds like he might be on the outs. So the best way for Lane, he's going to take whatever he can get.
Of course.
Because he still wants to be a coach in this league.
No question. So I'm not, and you know how I feel about Rex. Rex would come here in a second. Rex would crawl here, and I'm telling you one thing.
Oh, he lobbied for it last year.
What's that?
He lobbied for it.
And Rex would kick ass and take names. There'd be no nonsense. I would never, I don't care who was, bro, it could be me, you, and Marash on this defense playing yesterday. And we would have been more competitive if Rex Ryan was the coach than what I saw yesterday. That was a freaking disgrace. And I actually had people, not just yesterday, the last 5 weeks, but yesterday was like, you know, come on. I mean, and I had people yesterday who I respect actually saying to me, I talked to before the game, oh, it'd be just like the Jets to win today. I'm saying, well, you're nuts. No way. The team they're putting out there, they got no shot of winning that game. You know, you say whatever you want about Mitchell Trubisky. He is an NFL quarterback.
Right.
I would take him in a second to be the veteran guy to lead into the young quarterback next year. I would take him, of course.
No, I mean, he actually threw the ball pretty well. And he did the first time he played.
Yeah, remember when he beat Josh Allen earlier this season?
Right. Josh Allen went out for a couple plays and he threw the ball
around. That's right.
That's right. I think that what makes you feel worse, Joe. Sorry, this is a dig to the past. Sam Darnold is only the second quarterback in NFL history to win 14 games two seasons in a row.
I saw that.
He did it with two different teams. The other one was Tom Brady.
Yeah.
It was Sam Darnold. About Aaron Rodgers last night.
Yeah.
I was rooting hard for him, believe me. And I want them to win. I want to see them at least beat Houston on Monday night. I am rooting so hard. I was rooting so hard for Rodgers to win last night because that was the beginning of the end. The fact that they did not bring him back and then doubled down by giving $30 million to Justin Fields killed the season. Mm. It killed our season.
But if they brought Rodgers back, and obviously it would have been much more.
I don't know if they're making the playoffs. We would have had a season.
We would have been more entertained. I will totally give you that. We probably win 6 games.
Yep.
We don't trade Sauce Gardner for 2 number ones.
Well, we don't know that.
Oh, come on. You think they would have done that with Aaron Rodgers here?
Yeah, well, I think they would have.
There's an argument that you sign him so you can trade him. Right, you give him a contract.
You're talking about Sauce.
Yeah,
but I don't think they would have done that if a 42-year-old Aaron Rodgers is trying to win football games. You imagine that conversation?
Well, I mean, if you've got 2 wins at that point in the season, or 3 wins at that point in the season.
I think they would have been better, though. Like, to your point, we would have had a season.
Yeah, but how much better?
Not enough. Mm.
You know what, bro? They dump Rodgers for a guy that can't play.
Yes.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
You know, you brought in a guy, you know, you heard Aaron Glenn say, well, with the right coaching. Right coaching. Mike Tomlin dumped him when he had a 4-2 record with the guy. Right. Come on.
Yeah, and that is the biggest concern. What is the right coaching? Because even with Brady Cook, I mean, did Tanner Engstrand even put him in the best position to succeed? Like, I wonder if Tanner Engstrand is really the right guy for this rookie quarterback that they're inevitably going to draft.
Can't play. Come on, Brady Cook can't play.
He can't play.
But he's talking about that, Joe. He's talking about Tanner Engstrand, the offensive coordinator.
Right. No, I understand.
Can he call plays?
This
is the second time, and we brought this up earlier, Joe, that I saw the Jets quarterback have one of the most anemic offensive stat lines in the first half that I've ever seen.
Yeah.
I mean, under 20 yards.
What did he go up to 80 yards yesterday?
Well, I'm talking about the first half.
Yeah, right.
In the first half, he was 2 or 4 of whatever it was for 11 yards.
Right.
And, you know, it just doesn't make any sense. Like, this is not 1940. It's just 2025. How is that possible? You have 11 yards at halftime.
They are the worst franchise in professional sports right now.
Agreed.
And this goes to Woody Johnson. I mean, hey, Woody, you got to wake up. Woody, are you happy what you saw 2 weeks ago when the place is loaded with Patriot fans and they're scoring 6 touchdowns on the first 6 possessions? Are you happy with this? Are you happy with constantly being a disaster, with setting records that are almost impossible to set in this world of football now? Are you happy about this? I mean, Woody, come on. Mm. This guy is not. Look, he was a very good player for us, no doubt. And it really stinks that his legacy now is going to be majorly tarnished because he's not an NFL coach. But you look at him on the sidelines the last couple of weeks, and he's ready to cry.
Yeah.
He's ready to cry.
Well,
and after the game, he's well, it's all on me. You stink, Aaron. You stink. You're not an NFL head coach. You're brutal. You stink. You're worse than Richie Kotite. You're worse than Adam Gase. You're worse than Lou Holtz. Well, maybe not.
Wow.
But you're right there on the same level as that. You are a disgrace as a head coach. Get the hell out.
How do you think? Remember those weeks after the Sauce and Quinnen trade where they actually competed and they actually won some games? The Atlanta game, which was like a miracle.
How did that happen? How was that possible?
That was my question. How the hell do you think that happened? Considering the team appeared to quit on him at the end, why after those trades? Because you even said it with us, like, hey, I give this coach credit. He's getting him to play, and he was. How did that change so
quickly? Yeah, it almost sounds like something happened didn't see.
Well, first of all, one of the games they won against Cleveland was with 2 kick returns for touchdowns. That's number one.
Right.
And that was the only unit that was ever good. The game they beat Atlanta, Tyrod Taylor played quarterback. So at least you had a professional quarterback playing that game. And remember, there was a big fumble on a 2-yard line that set up a gimme touchdown by the Falcons.
Yep.
What happened after that? I don't know. I mean, we were both at that Miami game, all right? And that started non-competitive last 5 games of the year. And it wasn't just because Tyrod wasn't playing and they didn't have a professional quarterback.
Right, they were checked out defensively.
No question about it. A complete. And bro, you watch the game. How many guys on the defense did you even know were playing on his team?
It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
No, it was incredible. What? Yeah. And the little things, like, how about that? 12 men on the field on offense.
Oh,
like,
my God. That's almost impossible to do on offense.
I don't know. Like, the stupid things that continue to happen all season long.
Unbelievable. Look,
it was bad. I mean, the only thing that gives me hope, bro, is the fact that they're picking number two.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They got the Colts pick. They got two more picks in the second round. Like, and they got tons of cap space.
Right.
And it looks like Darren Mooji knows what he's doing.
Right.
So at least this roster should be 50 times better next season.
Well, they got to really fix the defense, bro. I mean, look, you take the quarterback with the second pick. And then, you know, I would even – let me just say this, though. If you got – if Mooji looks at a guy on defense and says – wow, you know, this guy, he's a game changer if we bring him in. I would invest draft capital to get that guy, okay? Mm. You stay at two for the quarterback. You take more. If Moore's, if Mendoza goes one to the Raiders, which he should, you know, you take more with the second pick. We'll see. You know, hopefully he turns out to be the guy. You can always get a quarterback again next year. You got three number one picks. But I would invest draft capital in getting the best possible defensive player that I can get. I have to tell you, man, because the defense is so bad. We need a guy that's going to come in there and be like the leader on the defense.
But what position is that? That's the question.
I don't think it matters.
Yeah,
does it matter, Teak?
I mean, if it's a safety.
What if he's Kyle Hamilton?
It's got to be.
What if he's Troy Polamalu?
Right, it's got to be.
What if he's Ed Reed?
No, you're right.
What if he's that kind of guy?
You're right. Or. You got a couple of edge rushers, so I don't think you're drafting an edge rusher. But I don't know
how good they are. How good is Johnson and how good is McDonald?
Yeah.
Are they any good?
Right. Yeah, so if you can get Bane, you take Bane.
Yeah, right? Did you talk about the kid from Miami?
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
Or Mezador, the other kid as well.
Either one. And Miami's really good defense.
I mean, I think you're right. I think now that I think about it, Joe, if you have one of those guys that everybody wants to call dogs, and you know it, and you see it, and he's a pure leader – just by his attitude, by his play, then it changes the mentality of a unit. So, yeah, you're right.
Now, they got to get a big-time coordinator, too. They need a real – now, look, if Glenn's coming back, and unfortunately it looks like he is, you got to get me a real defensive coordinator in here, too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, like some kind of a big-time guy. You got to get me that.
Or he's got to put his influence on it.
Well, yeah.
Like, I'm assuming that a lot of this was Steve Wilks. Defensively.
Well, what happened after Wilks got fired? It was almost worse.
Yeah, but, I mean, he's still a rookie head coach. It's not like he can completely take over.
They didn't have players in fairness.
Right. They didn't have any.
No,
I mean, that was not an NFL team we were watching yesterday.
No.
I mean, let's be honest about it.
That was garbage. We're talking to Joe Benengo. If Joe Burrow becomes available, if Lamar Jackson becomes available, I know that you've hesitated about going after a veteran. These are different veterans. They're superstars. Would you have a level of interest?
I don't know, man. I'm not giving up big draft capital for one of those guys. I'm just not. Burrow's had a history of injuries. By the way, that sack by Garrett, didn't that look a lot like Brett Favre doing the dive for Strahan?
Yeah.
I mean, he made no effort to get away from Garrett at all.
True, but the other guy, the D tackle, was coming free, too. So he just kind of laid down.
Okay. All right. But it was similar.
You're right.
It was close.
Let's
get back to this. And Jackson's had all kinds. Lamar Jackson wasn't the same player. Mm-hmm. There were plays last night where he would take off for 30 yards and he wasn't doing it. I mean, so he's not 100% healthy either. I don't want these guys, man. I don't want them. I've said this 100 times, bro. They have to bring a veteran guy in there, right? Malik Willis, we talked about him. Somebody like Trubisky, that's fine, you know, to lead into that quarterback. But we got to get our own guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm worried that, and I guess we'll find out in the next 2 weeks because the deadline is January 15th, or it depends when Oregon's season ends, if Dante Moore is going to come out. Because if he doesn't come out,
here's what we do. No. If Moore doesn't come out, you don't mess around. Then you take at two the best. You take that dog on defense Tiki's talking about.
I don't know
who that guy is. One of those Ohio State guys, maybe.
Right.
Maybe the guy from Miami.
You're not trading up for Mendoza then.
No. I'm not giving up any draft capital.
And then what do you do for QB?
What do I do for QB? I bring in a veteran. Malik Willis. Bring that veteran guy in here. And then if Trinidad Chambliss, who is applying for another year of eligibility, and by the way, if he gets it, he's going to stay at Ole Miss. I heard that today, too.
Yep.
Okay? All right? you either draft him somewhere, or you know how I feel about Diego Pavia, okay? He didn't have the greatest ball game against Iowa. He was okay. He made some good throws. He took a couple bombs for touchdowns. You know, I don't know how good the – you know, Iowa's a pretty good team, and it's a bowl game. You can't put a lot of stock in it. With that said, I would take a shot at him somewhere in the later rounds where you could still get him, and then I'll worry about if he doesn't work out, I'll worry about getting my quarterback next year.
And here's the reality, and it's sort of depressing when I say this, but it's true. There's a damn good chance, especially with Aaron Glenn coming back, that they're going to be the worst team in football next year. Mm. And if they're the worst team in football next year and they end up with the number one pick, then Arch Manning, assuming he doesn't force his way to not be a Jet, which you never know.
Either way, even if you do draft some of these guys that you're talking about, Joe, and you bring in some free agents, they're likely to be bad again on defense.
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
And it's not going to be the talent's fault. It's just going to be they're bereft of talent.
Well, you got to get a real coordinator, too. I think, obviously, Tiki, look, we know this. No sport. Coaching in the NFL, in football, is a bigger deal than any other sport.
No doubt.
It's not even debatable.
100%.
If you get the right guy in there, certainly the head coach, but you get the right D coordinator in there, you know, you'll have these guys playing. And they weren't playing. Again, they're not NFL players. You got to get the roster has to be better. There's no question about that. But you do need it. It does come back. It comes down to coaching. It really does.
Yeah. Go back to a name you mentioned briefly is Malik Willis, who I think is going to be a hot free agent.
Right.
I think that there are going to be enough.
Well, we got
teams.
A lot of money under the cap, bro.
So
they got big money.
How aggressive would you be? Because he's not going to come in and compete for a job. I think he's going to have enough of a market where you sign him and he's your guy. Are you willing to say, you know what? Let's see what this kid's got with a full opportunity.
I still got to draft a quarterback, though. I'm still taking more if he's there or two. That's me.
Yeah.
So maybe you don't bring – maybe you bring another guy in that you knows he's not going to – you know, that's all he is that stopgap guy.
Right.
But you got to get some kind of a veteran guy in here. You cannot have the kid – we can't do what we did with Zach Wilson. We can't do what we did with Sam Darnold.
With all of them, Joe. They do it with all of them.
They
did
it with
right
Sanchez
away.
And they got away with it because they had a real team.
Yeah,
they
but did. That was so long ago, Joe.
Right.
It was a different kind of era of football.
Right.
Yeah, you could disguise an inferior quarterback in that era.
Right.
Because you had a good run game, good defense, good offensive line.
Yeah.
Quarterback. Yep. I mean, it mattered, but it didn't really matter.
It worked out with Mark Sanchez. I think what bothered me at the time was his competition was Kellen Clemens. It wasn't a real competition. And I always liked.
Who was Zach Wilson's competition?
I agree with you. That's my point. And
so
remember,
you're right. You need to bring in a
Sam
competitor.
Had Teddy Bridgewater as competition, and then they traded him before the season even started and was like, all right, Sam, take the job. I think all of those guys would have benefited from sitting for just a little bit.
Sure. We get the rookie young quarterback. He can't play right away. You're making a mistake.
Unless he earns it.
The Giants did with Dart, at least.
Well, I mean, in retrospect, Joe, I think Dart should have started right away.
Okay.
Only because he looked so good in the preseason.
Right.
You know what
that's
I mean?
Fair.
He looked
that's
good
fair.
In camp. He looked good in the games. It's like, what are we waiting for?
Right. The Giants, I'll tell you right now, if you're a Giant fan, you should be pretty happy. You're going to get a real head coach in here. You're going to get a – because it's a very appealing job.
Yep.
You got your quarterback already. You got guys on offense, all right? You got Neighbors. You got Scatterboo. You got guys that are on defense. You got Abdul Carter. You got Burns. You got Lawrence. You got guys there, okay? And you get the right coach in here. You got the fifth pick in the draft, so you're going to get another prime player at number five. The division. I know the Eagles are really good, but the division is not great.
Yeah, it's to be
and
it's
you
to
can
be
make
had.
A run quickly.
Right. It's to be had. That's for sure.
Yep.
When you look at the NFL playoffs, it'll be fun to sit back, relax, not get too frustrated watching football for the next few weeks.
Right.
It feels as wide open as it has been in a long, long time. Where do you lean towards what you think we're watching in the Super Bowl in a couple weeks?
You know, you're going to think I'm crazy, but I'm taking two teams that are wild card teams. I like Buffalo.
Yep.
And I like the Rams. Those, to me, are the teams. I think the Rams will annihilate Carolina. They lost to them a couple weeks ago. That is not going to happen again. They will blow the doors off the Panthers on Saturday afternoon. And I think Buffalo, I think this is it. This is
totally
the year
agree.
For Josh Allen.
Totally agree.
Jackson's not there.
Yep.
Mahomes isn't there. I'm not sold as good as they were. Look, you give credit to Liam Cohen. You give credit to Lawrence. They've been playing great, no doubt. Buffalo goes in there as an underdog now type team, and watch out for them. Watch out for
100%
them.
100% agree. It feels like the year they take a step back will be the year they break through, especially with those teams not involved in the postseason. So,
yep. Yep.
By the way, I just read something random that may make you chuckle a little bit.
What's that? David Stern stepped down?
No, not quite.
By the way, what a joke. Can I say this, too? What a joke the Mets are. They're not signing anybody, and I said this to you before. This is all about casinos and not spending money. It is a disgrace what the New York Mets are, and they will not sign any big-time free agents. Buckle up, Met fans, and get ready for a very disappointing season.
Well, we've already had a very disappointing offseason. The Brewers just hired Daniel Vogelbach to be their hitting coach, so that made me laugh.
Really? Daniel Vogelbach? Yes. Well, you know what? Most of the time, look, some of the great hitting coaches, Walt Reniac, Charlie Lau, these guys couldn't hit.
That's true. That is true.
Well, he could hit. He could run into one every now and then.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, but you know what I mean. Yeah,
he ran into a hamburger more than he ran into home runs.
Now, can I ask a stupid question? Why are you guys standing up? Are you got a new studio there or
so,
what?
So, I think I've created
this. They take
this.
Your chairs away?
My chairs are here.
My back is so screwed up
that
every time I sit down, Joe, my leg just becomes awful.
Batiki's standing up, too.
Because it's weird if I'm sitting. Let me sit and show you how weird this looks.
Oh, I understand.
Me standing and him sitting, I guess, is strange.
I understand.
Yeah. Like, I'm the adult.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Now, that looks... You know what?
Yes, Professor Roberts. Yes, please speak to me.
You know what? That is true. I mean, I don't know. I thought maybe, you know, they're on an austerity program. Maybe they took the chairs away.
Maybe that's a... That's a fair point.
I am trying to get standing desks. I want a standing desk in here.
Yeah. Is that what you want?
Give me the option. Get a high chair. I can stand or sit if I want.
Right.
That's the way it should be. By the way, Jonathan Gannon fired as the Arizona Cardinals head coach.
Oh, he's out too?
He is out. So there are six openings in the NFL right now.
Yeah, and Aaron Glenn stays.
I was going to say.
Everybody's gone. Aaron Glenn stays.
That's right.
Oh, the pain.
Great talking to you, Joe, as always.
All right. Happy New Year. God bless, guys.
Cheers, Joe.
The great Joe Beningo, who you can hear every Saturday at 5 a.m. and his podcast, the Other Pain Podcast, which is tremendous.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh?
Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.